Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Many shelters and soup kitchens in the greater Boston area will be busy places today as they serve up some comfort for the needy this holiday with a traditional Thanksgiving meal. Fewer places will be busier than the Pine Street Inn in Boston, where there's already plenty going on this morning. Spokesperson Barbara Treverson joins us from the Pine Street Inn now. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning.
So, Barbara, how are things going this morning at the Pine Street Inn, getting ready for Thanksgiving? Describe what's happening there right now.
Well, it's as you can imagine, it's a very busy morning. We've got volunteers, we've got a full staff in our kitchen, and things are really hopping. You know, we've prepared over the course of the week. We're getting ready for over 1,500 meals today.
What does dinner look like today?
Dinner is the traditional Thanksgiving meal with turkey, cranberry sauce, you know, mashed potatoes, vegetables, pies, stuffing, and the main dinner is going to be served about 11:30 this morning.
And how long will it run?
You know, we usually have a couple of seatings. You know, usually it's over by, I'd say, 1:30.
You said 1,500 diners today for the Thanksgiving dinner at the Pine Street Inn. How much larger is that than a normal day?
Well, a normal day, and I should say that today's meals encompass people who are in our shelter. We have almost 800 people that had been homeless that are now housed in Pine Street housing around the city. So we'll be bringing meals to many of them. And then our outreach teams will be out on the streets bringing food to people who are unsheltered. And on a normal day, we would serve about 1,000 meals. We serve breakfast and dinner. And today we're talking about 1,500, you know, for this main meal.
Let me ask you, in this economy, are you seeing different types of people seeking help from the Pine Street Inn that you don't normally see?
Well, you know, we are seeing some, you know, obviously given the situations that a lot of people are facing, we are certainly seeing some people that, you know, under other circumstances we might not be seeing. And we try as much as possible to kind of get those people back up on their feet and, you know, connect them back with their families and with, you know, whatever job resources we can to kind of get them up and out of there.
Is demand greater?
You know, I'd say yes. I mean, it's probably the case. I mean, on the other hand, with people who have been homeless long term, we're having really good results trying to get those people housed. So it's kind of a balancing act on both ends of the equation.
Let me ask you one more question about the volunteers at the shelter this morning. I would imagine that on this Thanksgiving Day, and especially on Thanksgiving Day, it must be a very feel-good feeling for people to be volunteering to help today.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, this day for most of us is about family, and the people that come to us for this meal are people who've lost connection with their families. And so it really absolutely is a day. Many families come together to volunteer, and there is definitely a great spirit from the volunteers and the staff. You know, we so appreciate the response from people at this time of year, but we also like to say we're here 364 other days a year, you know, doing this work. So we appreciate whether it's volunteer or financial support every day of the year.
Barbara Treverson, spokesperson for the Pine Street Inn in Boston, thank you very much for speaking to us and enjoy your holiday.
Thank you. The same to you.